7:22. Historical precedent being set in this country. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. The illegitimate occupying force now removing elected representatives from office. Unreal.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
For the first time ever. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is September 7th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We told you yesterday about Joe Biden's now public plans to wipe out the MAGA movement and American Christianity nationwide. But to carry out his plans, or the plans of whoever is pulling Joe Biden's puppet strings and changing his diaper, Biden needs total control of the U.S. government. He can't just control part of the government or most of the government. These people need total domination. It's why Biden launched the vax mandate for the military last year. It was the perfect excuse to purge every person from the military opposed to the Biden political agenda. The people who still remain in the military are either woke true believers or the kind of people who just go along with whatever they're told. And of course, the need to purge society of enemies is exactly why the Biden administration is milking January 6th for everything that it can. Coy Griffin is the legitimately elected commissioner of Otero County, New Mexico, just north of El Paso. But this week, Griffin was forcibly removed from his position by State Judge Francis Matthew. Why? Well, according to this judge, Griffin engaged in an insurrection against the United States government by being present at the Capitol on January 6th. You may remember Coy Griffin and his appearance after he got out of the D.C. gulag, where he spent 3 weeks for praying on the Capitol steps. Griffin hasn't been convicted of any insurrection. He hasn't been convicted of rebellion or even any kind of violent crime or conspiracy whatsoever. He was convicted of trespassing. Now, also, if the people of Griffin's County really thought that this behavior was so unforgivable, there was a remedy directly available to them. They could have recalled him as New Mexico allows. But the recall advocates couldn't even get enough signatures to put the question on the ballot, never mind getting a majority of the county to vote him out. No, because the people of Otero County are happy having Griffin as their county commissioner. So the court system had to simply ignore the voters, ignore we the people entirely. Somebody sued and got a friendly judge to simply kick Coy out of office. I remember this. I was called crazy when I predicted that this exact thing was going to happen. This is not some one-off. This is not some fringe story that you'll shake your head at and later say, wow, that was crazy, wasn't it, that one time with Coy Griffin? No, this is a tactic that they want to use everywhere that they can. They've already tried to use it to bar Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn from running for re-election at all. In Cawthorn's case, it was because he was at President Trump's January 6th rally at the White House. Not at the Capitol. No, just a rally at the White House. In Marjorie Taylor Greene's case, it wasn't even that. She didn't even speak at any rally. They just said that her statements amounted to insurrection. You can say what you want about Madison Cawthorn and about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Viewers of this program know that we have our differences with elected representatives, including the two of them. Statements amounted to insurrection. The attempts failed with Cawthorn and Green. But now that it's worked on Griffin, they'll be using this everywhere that they can. Screen record this. Timestamp it, date it, and save it. They plan to use this on President Trump to try to block him from running in 2024. But it won't stop there. This will be the catch-all excuse to keep any candidate that the elites hate from running for office. Don't be an outsider. They'll just label any speech denouncing the status quo too harshly a form of insurrection that disqualifies you from running for office, could even potentially lead to your incarceration. I just thought of this. That means that they don't even have to rig or cheat in the elections. Just don't let the enemy run in the first place. This is a dangerous historical precedent. We wanted to talk to Coy Griffin himself to that, and he joins us now. Coy, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's an honor to join you today.
This is an alarming historical precedent. Never, I don't believe, we haven't been able to find in the history of this country ever used to forcibly remove somebody from office.
Yeah. It's a whole new level of tyranny, Stu. I mean, you know, you hit it on the head. Whenever you have a weaponized judicial system that willfully takes away the will of the people, that's tyranny in its purest form. As you mentioned, you know, I've already survived a recall campaign that was waged heavily against me at the time, and the people of my district spoke, because my people are like-minded. You know, as I speak for the majority of the people that I represent, but I speak in a manner or in a way with a set of values that don't line up with the type of Marxism that's coming down the pipe. So now they've forcibly removed me from office through the courts, as you mentioned. And now, to top it all off, the radical progressive Democrat governor of New Mexico will hand select who will replace me. So she will select the representative for the people of my district, not the people of my district itself. And that's tyranny.
When it comes to voting and the way that voting happens, the way that it takes place, the way that votes are tallied and counted, and whether or not votes count, the county commissioners, you're where the buck stops.
So where the rubber meets the road, you know,
and it's no secret why they would be targeting you at this point.
Absolutely. And if you saw me in the headlines here a while back, I led a charge here in Otero County not to certify this last primary election because of our questions over the Dominion voting machines. And it was mentioned all the way up to Representative Benny Thompson during a January 6th hearing. He mentioned the fact that we had refused to certify the primary vote. But you know, Stu, in the 2020 election, we all looked at Mike Pence and we all stood there wanting Mike Pence not to certify and to roll it back to the states. But, you know, we were wanting Mike Pence to do something that we can do on the local level, on the county commission level, because in the certification process, the first step of certification begins with your local county commission board. So if our county commissioners would take a stand, then we wouldn't be so dependent on the people at the top. We could take back control because, you know, as I said, the rubber meets the road with the county commission board. We are where the voice of the people is first expressed at, is in our local forms of government. And that's where the strongest representation should lie if we're truly to be a government by the people and for the people.
If we were a government by the people and for the people, then it would take the people to have you removed, not some arbitrary order from Judge Francis Matthew. So my question is, what rule, what authority specifically, what law is Judge Francis Matthew using to forcibly remove you from being the representative that the people elected for that position?
He doesn't have the law on his side, Stu, and that will be proven very clearly through the appeal process, in which I'm not going to lay down for him. You know, I'm going to fight and scratch until the very end. But, you know, before this trial ever even began to take place, as I looked over and had a legal team of about 15 attorneys in the courtroom, and I sat there pro se. But as I told Matthews at the beginning of the trial, I said, you know, they might have a lot of attorneys on their side, but I have the law on my side. And the fact of the matter is he, a state district court judge does not have jurisdictional standing to rule in this manner. You know, this is above a state district court judge in a civil lawsuit. But Judge Francis Matthew denied my motions to quash and dismiss based on subject matter jurisdiction, and just decided to charge forward politically. And he'll have a lot of egg on his face by the time this is all said and done.
He should be behind bars. This is the insurrectionist. A real insurrection or a real overthrow of a government occurs when tyrannical people overthrow a representation type government. We are a constitutional republic, a government that is supposed to be representative of its people. Clearly, that is fake. The illusion of freedom, the illusion of any sort of republic is exactly that. It's an illusion. These people at the federal government level, all of it's fake.
Absolutely. And just consider the hypocrisy, Stu, and how we hear the left saying our democracy is under attack. Our democracy is under attack as they completely disregard democracy through this radical liberal judge's decision and instill a government appointed representative for the people instead of the people's choice. And they want that our democracy is under attack. It's under attack from the left, you know, but in regards to democracy as well, many times I believe we're duped by this thought that we're a democracy, which you and I both know that we're not.
We are not.
A republic.
That's right.
We're a republic that's structured through the Democrat process, but we're a republic all the same. And that means that people should have representation on the least of their most rural areas. And, you know, our system really is disgraced right now by the actions of this one liberal judge, Matthews, out of Santa Fe.
Well, Judge Francis Matthew out of Santa Fe is at the tip of the spear. He is the photograph in the dictionary next to tyrannical overlord. You know, I've said the real insurrection occurred on November 3rd of 2020 when they removed a duly elected president from the people of the United States of America. There's evidence all over the place that that election was absolutely fraudulent and stolen. I agree with that 1,000%. Whether I agree with Trump's endorsement decisions, whether or not I agree with his personnel decisions when it comes to people like Reince Priebus and Jared Kushner, that doesn't matter.
I hear you.
That doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is this. President Trump was duly elected by the people. You want proof? How about this? How about go back and look at the recent rally that Joe Biden had in some school gymnasium that held 48 people and it was only half full versus the same time a President Trump rally with 48,000 people in attendance and probably another 5,000. There has never been more of a fanatical movement, more of an invigorated and charged support for any political candidate in the history of the world. And he was stolen away from the people. Now you're being stolen away, and this is going to be a tactic that they use all over the place. Judge Francis Matthew is only one cog in what we see as a corporate government crime syndicate. It is a tyrannical communist takeover that's happening here via Marxist coup d'etat, and it's not going to stop, and they are not going to stop until they are stopped.
That's right.
Period.
That's right. But the beauty of where we're at in history, Stu, is we stand on the right side of history. What is going on right now will be very short-lived. And when history is finally written, the Marxists and the tyrannical leadership will be exposed. And, you know, we can never forget those men and women who are suffering in jail right now from getting caught in the crossfire of January the 6th. I watched your interview with Jake Lang the other day again for the I don't know how many times. And I appreciate you so much, Stu, having Jake come on your program and remembering what a great patriot he is. And there'll be many that will be rewarded one day for the sacrifice that they're making. You know, in my trial that I had, I pointed to the fact of many lies that have been told to brand January 6th as a day of violence, and including the lie that they told about Officer Brian Sicknick being beaten to death with the fire extinguisher. We know that there's video evidence of a D.C. Capitol Police officer by the name of Lila Morris who savagely beat Roseanne Boylan in the West Tunnel. If that was a cause of her death, I don't know, but it wasn't a drug overdose like the government told us for a long time. You know, the government has a lot of lies that they're trying to cover up right now, Stu. And one thing about the truth is it always shines through, and it always, and it will set the American people free if we will stand on it, we will embrace it, and we will fight for it.
Well, what I will say about that is, you know, we talk to people like Mickey Ashley Babbitt's mother, Sean Bradley Whitman, Victoria White from here. There are all sorts of persecuted patriots. You were there praying. You specifically went there to pray. Meanwhile, at the direction of the federal government and the secret police of the illegitimate regime, federal agents and DC cops, or at least people posing as them, were there inviting people in then savagely beating and launching munitions at them and killing them. The only violence that day came at the hands of the tyrannical occupying force that now supposedly believes that they are in control of this country. It will not happen. In Jesus' name, it will not happen. I believe, by the way, that Jesus is coming back very soon.
Amen.
But in the meantime, come right now. Come right now during this interview. Please, these people need dealt with. And by the way, bring your whips and your ropes and flip some tables. Coy Griffin, we are with you all the way on this. Judge Francis Matthew will have accountability, and I guarantee you Stu Crew is going to take care of communicating with him as well. You're always welcome back. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Stripping you of your elected representatives. Selected representatives in this fake rigged system. 2020 has to be fixed. We can't just keep going on talking about candidates and elections. They're stealing your freedom and liberty, stealing your kids, stealing your health care, stealing your lives, stealing your loved ones and your friends and your family from you, stealing what could quite possibly be a legitimately elected county commissioner. He's where the buck stops when it comes to real elections. Somebody like Coy Griffin would say, hold on a second, wait a minute, just as he did. They're stealing your money, sending it to Ukraine to cover up for the pedophilia cabal and bioweapons labs. Protect yourself from that theft. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. is helping thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings from this theft. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, protect it with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. When you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
Welcome back. So as you know, Matt Taylor is our good friend who's built his own fully self-sufficient off-the-grid home in Ecuador. Well, after his last appearance on the show, one of our viewers sent us a question. Quote, Stu, you recently had Matt Taylor on your show saying that nanocircuits disassemble or vanish when there's no frequency like a cell phone, router, microwave, 5G tower, or the like. My question I'm dying to know is, do they reassemble once the frequency is back in the area? We pass that question on to Matt, and he says that he's prepared to give us an answer, and he joins us now. Matt, thank you for coming. So we're talking about the nanocircuitry that you found with your microscope, particularly in the vials of the so-called COVID vaccine that we now know to be a destructive bioweapon. So to answer the question, do these circuits reassemble once the frequency is back in the area?
Yes, they do, and I'll show you. So I have some images prepared and we can go through those. And with a little bit of a preamble, I'll show some other images too. And there's quite a few, but my hope is that the viewers can look at them and rewind them and pause them and all those kinds of things because they're detailed enough to show some pretty descriptive answers.
Let's go through it. What do you got?
All right. I've coded all the images. So here with image number one, this is just some examples of what I call circuit looking things. And then I go into a couple of close-ups of those things. And it's hard to not think that those are circuits. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people who are saying those aren't circuits. Those are just crystals. But boy, some of these have detail like you wouldn't believe. And I'm just going to jam through these real quick, and then we'll get to the answer to the question.
Okay, so first of all, you're qualified to speak on circuitry for a very specific reason. Let's give some background on that and what your expertise is.
Okay, I can do that. I have a lot of experience with microcircuitry. I'm more of a power guy, but not ironically, I was also peripherally involved in the smart meter court cases. I did some prep for that. So I know the biological effects of high frequencies.
Okay.
Secondly, the assembly of all this kind of stuff, that's where I'm a little bit lost, and definitely the biological effects. I don't know much about that. But when it comes to the EE and the self-assembly and all that kind of stuff, I consider myself an expert.
Yeah, you're not a biologist or a microscopy expert. You're an amateur microscopy hobbyist. But you have stated on this show when you've been here previously, look, it's your lack of experience that actually makes you qualified to speak on this, because you're finding these things. Somebody could just disprove you. But okay, let's talk about the images and what you've specifically found here.
Yeah, I would love for people to tell me what the heck's going on here.
Sure, yeah.
I'm on image number 8 right now. This just shows that the outside stuff sort of looks like it goes on the inside. Image number 9 shows what sure as heck looks like an antenna. So these are just examples of things that I've found. And also addressing some of the questions that I've gotten, both in the comments on BitChute and Rumble and those kinds of things. The number 10 is just a family portrait. So people are saying, oh, that's just a one-off or something like that. More and more chips, more and more forms, more and more rectangles. And then this is just a image number 14. It's just a cornucopia of all the different things sort of in one great big portrait of things that form out of the solution of the vaccines. And I know I'm not supposed to call them that, but I have no problem selling the name of vaccine. I hope that it becomes a curse word soon. Some of the ribbons I found are absolutely huge, impossible to go through the eye of a needle, as it were. The main people who I look to is La Quinta Columna. I know you've had them on your show. Ricardo Delgado was on your show. He does absolutely outstanding work, and I don't know why people aren't paying more attention to their work. I'm also finding Zandre Botha found these little balls, these little round things. I'm finding those all over the place. And then some people are saying that they found eggs, and I found something that looks like that, but my microscope and my technology and my prowess is not good enough to really look at them. Finally, some rafts of what most people are considering graphene. And then here in number 26, I'm going to pause a little bit, because the most compelling argument I've found is that, no, these are just salt crystals that are forming. And I disagree, and I'm going to show that here, that this looks like a salt crystal, but it also kind of looks like one of the integrated circuits. But then this is a far away to close in view of salt crystals next to one of these forms. And I want to show that, yeah, it looks kind of like the same format, but it's not the same thing. So as I go through these, I'm just going to go in, and this is not a salt crystal. I'm sorry, folks. It may have borrowed the geometry from salt, but the things that are assembling on the inside are distinctly not a typical salt crystal. So there's that.
Wow.
And finally, there are some things that are self-assembling that have no goo inside of them. There's no junk. It's just like an outline. It's almost like these things are on the drafting board. So these are just huge outlines of rectilinear forms that I have never seen, and nobody I've shown this to has ever seen either. So this literally looks like it was drafting. So now to address and I'm sorry if I jammed through those too quickly.
No, it's okay. We have limited time, but people can pause this. They can rewind it. They can take screenshots. They can share it everywhere. They can try to debunk you by actually explaining what this is. If it's not circuits, tell us what it is. Why doesn't Pfizer or Moderna come forward with a press conference and say, oh, no, these are X, Y, and Z? I don't expect them to actually do that, but please continue.
The answer to that is because they're evil. And finally, this form number 35, it looks like a swastika. So I named this file Klaus, and I'm going to bust through these quickly, but you'll see this disintegrate. So what this is this formed over 3 hours. Under the direct influence of the 4G technology, the router, I'll just call it the router. And then this is what happens when I take the router away. It slowly degrades. These are about 4-minute increments, and it just slowly goes back into solution. That's one. Here's another one. This is one that you can see sort of the imprint of where it was before. And so I turn on the router, and it grows step by step. And these are actually pretty close intervals. These are like 2 minute intervals. So it grows, it's a different format when it regrows. It has a different geometry, but it still grows. And now I turn off the router and that same form starts to shrink again. Down it goes. All the way down to almost nothing. I turn the router back on. Up it comes.
This is insane. I mean, this is why people aren't paying attention to La Quinta Columna, Matt. This is why people didn't pay attention. Very early on, we had Dr. Zandre Batha on when she found those disc-shaped things that people then discounted as being air bubbles. People don't want to hear that there's graphene oxide and self-assembling and disforming nano circuits inside of something that they've injected into their body. They can't wrap their minds around it. That's why nobody is listening, I think. I mean, it is a very difficult thing to accept that you have been lied to and duped, and that not only did you inject yourself, but possibly your children with this thing that we're looking at right here. This is unprecedented. Nobody's ever come forward like this before with this kind of imaging. Why do you think that is?
I don't know if they're scared. I'm done being scared. We're in a war, and I'm still deciding what kind of soldier to be. But man, you can either die now or later. And I think they've decided to die later. I'm not sure what's going on there. But there are some whistleblowers that are waiting to happen. And my attitude is, why the heck am I the one doing this? I'm not qualified to do this, yet I'm finding it. So let's get some more people out here who know stuff, and we can really get to the bottom of it. But these bastards are not going to give us any hints about what they have done. So we're stuck with a big task, and that's trying to figure out what's going on. And I think I'm helping in one side tunnel of one rabbit hole of an entire warren of different paths of inquiry. And that's all I can figure out. I do it willingly, and I know that this is probably risky. I just really don't care anymore, because it's more important. We have to save our loved ones. We have to protect our children. And we've already failed. I think men have failed pretty badly. And come here, brother. Come here. We're not doing this again. Come here. We need to stop failing our elderly, our children, and ourselves. So that's where I'm at. That was just pontificating. The final image, this is a video. So those stills kind of show the over time how these things operate. I turn off. This is a shrinking one. This is video number 80. This shrinks down, and then at 1 minute in the video, I actually turn back on the router. And so this is actually a video that you can play slow-mo if you want to, but this is one that completely reassembles.
Just salt crystals, Matt. That's all. That's what we're looking at here. Just salt crystals, right?
And then here's one that I take two laps on this one. So this one shrinks, grows, and shrinks again. And then I turn on the router at 2 minutes in this video, and then you can see it reassemble. And it all comes from the last video, which is just, this is way in close, but it all comes from the little forms that are inside. This is a fresh drop of Vax. And these are little segments that seem to be trying to hook themselves together into elongated forms. And that's all I have so far. But it's enough. It's enough. And normally in engineering, I go with 95% or better, and then I can make an assessment. On this one, I'm 51%. If I'm somewhat convinced, I take the risk and I just start telling people about this. So, well,
you know, you asked a very important question, or made a statement. I guess I don't know why me or why I'm here doing this. I ask myself that virtually every day when I'm sitting in this chair. Why me? I have no idea. But like you, I don't care about threats of violence or burning my house down or any of that. You want to come and shoot me? Come and shoot me. You want to put me in prison? Fine, I'll start a prison ministry. I guess I don't care. You want me to lead somebody? I'll lead, and this is what I've been called to do. Nobody's going to stop me. I mean, we won't stop until we are stopped. So with this information, it is my hope that these images, somebody who's qualified to do so would tell us what the hell is going on here. I've never seen anything like this. This is a serum that's being injected into children all over the world. Somebody has to tell us what the hell is going on here. It's certainly not been Dr. Robert Malone. It certainly isn't going to be Pfizer or Moderna. So who is going to be the expert that looks at this, assesses this, and then releases their findings to the world for everybody to see? What the hell is this? Please tell us. I got about a minute left here. Your final words, Matt.
What we are seeing with this entire pandemic is it's gone through all the politicians. It's gone through the CEOs. They're very bribable and very easy to they're malleable. We are getting down to the artisan level. I'll include myself in that category, but Richard Hirschman, Mr. O'Looney, those are the artisans are not going to be bribed. And this is where we start the battle. It's a sheriff level, if you want to look at the law enforcement level. These are the rock solid people who have enough money and have enough, I guess, American pride, if we just want to stay in the US, to not let this happen. Electrical workers, same way with the blackouts. That's not going to happen. And so we're at a point now where they either have to make a big move or they're done. Agreed. And my hope is that this is one of the bullets in the chamber.
Thank you so much. You're a hero in the book of this program, and we honor you for your findings and appreciate your bravery and your courage coming forward. Matt Taylor, God bless you. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
I was talking to a friend this morning who I recommended curable CBD products to. She gets migraine headaches. She told me that she's rubbing this stuff on the back of her neck and bing, they just go away. I mean, I'm telling you, this stuff works. Don't treat things with pills and antipsychotics and antidepressants, these ADHD medications that you're taking, the stuff that's poisoning your system when you're dealing with joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches. Maybe you battle allergies. Maybe you've been diagnosed with Parkinson's or something else. Maybe your kid has ADHD. Try CBD from Curable. That's KURIBL.com. KURIBL.com. This is an all-natural method, and I'm telling you, it works for me. I had incapacitating neck and shoulder pain, endoclavicular arthropathy from an athletic injury. I'm telling you, it was inhabilitating. This stuff really works, you guys. Try it. You got nothing to lose. It's all natural. The hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. You're not going to get any self-assembling nanocircuits in the CBD from Curable. That I can promise you unequivocally. Family-owned businesses, that's who we deal with. This stuff is all natural. I recommend it highly. I'm a personal user of Curable products, all kinds of different products at Curable.com, KURIBL.com. And for a limited time, Stu20 will get you 20% off all the products site-wide at Curable.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Use promo code Stu20 when you go to Curable.com. Mike Lindell loves this segment. That's why he powers it. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. If you want huge, steep, deep discounts, promo code STU. Nearly 67% off everything. I mean, we're talking slippers, pajamas, mattress toppers, full mattresses, the Giza Dream Sheets, the flannel sheets, because you know that time of year is coming around. Just get there. MyPillow.com. Make sure that you use promo code STU. Also, promo code STU works at MyStore.com, which is all kinds of different products, all sourced right here in America. That's right. It's time for Ask Dr. Jane. It's brought to you again by MyPillow. Again, promo code STU. Jane loves promo code STU. She uses it all the time.
No!
Yep, she uses it all the time.
No!
But this is a great segment because this gives the people the opportunity to ask questions every single week. So submit your questions Monday on Tuesday. We'll select them on Wednesday. For the show, maybe your question will get answered. Dr. Jane, thank you for being here. John says, can you speculate on what might cause the white rubber blood clots? Are they likely growing in everyone that has took the bioweapon?
Yeah, we don't speculate in science. I personally don't like speculation at all. A lot of frontline colleagues seem to be jumping in when they've never even done an analysis. But what I would say is we're getting closer through the work of Mike Adams, through his chemical analyses, looking at the different metals that are part of these clots that don't appear in human blood. So we are chipping away at the mystery. I also want to make a comment that we can't assume that this is happening in everyone who's taken the jab, because we know that from the work of Team Enigma, that there could be many different things in these injections on any given day, even within the same lot number. So we have to be very judicious in how we analyze this and know that, yes, it's growing in some people, these things, horrifically, but not in everyone. So that's really about all we can say right now, Stu, on that.
That's all I have to say about that. Pam says, I have read ivermectin helps to kill cancer cells. This would be no surprise to me. Actually, honestly, because, you know, the demons that love to kill babies and wants everybody dead, these, depopulation spawns of Satan, they wanted to take ivermectin away from us for how long? As they were demonizing it, calling it horse dewormer, horse paste. Even Joe Rogan, confronted somebody. Why have they been calling this horse paste? I took it. It helped me. You know, he confronted that so-called medical contributor from the Communist News Network over there, CNN. Anyways, I've read that ivermectin helps to kill cancer cells. Would not surprise me. What's your take on this? My husband is fighting for his life with stage 4 cancer. It has spread. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear what he's going through. I also want to give the caveat that I don't give individual medical advice. In fact, what I do is not medical advice. It's medical information. I try to report on things medically and clarify. And so I can't make a recommendation. I would try to find a trusted doctor. That's very difficult these days, and get some collaboration going with that. But we have to remember that drugs, I want people to understand, Stu, drugs, many drugs have multiple mechanisms of action, we call it. That means they can do very different things. The drug Viagra, for example, was originally tested for blood pressure and it didn't work. But what people inadvertently found was that it was a treatment for erectile dysfunction. I'm just saying that there are multiple and sometimes very unrelated mechanisms of action in drugs. So ivermectin, we can't assume that it's just an antiparasitic. It could have other abilities to have other actions in the body. We have seen multiple publications on the NIH website showing, demonstrating in all kinds of different studies that ivermectin does have some activity in reducing tumor and cancer activity. So I don't know about that. I think we need a focused set of studies that are randomized, placebo-controlled trials, but we're not likely to get that through the FDA anymore because they don't require trials in humans, as you all know.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's
the FDA is completely gone. So is the CDC. If I were president in this country, I would abolish both of those agencies. And also, by the way, ivermectin is cost-effective. It's relatively cheap. It is a Nobel Prize-winning drug that has been around and approved long before the FDA was incredibly corrupted and partnering with globalist corporations and Big Pharma. I mean, this is a corporate government crime syndicate.
And let me tell you that if it didn't work, and if it hurt large numbers of people, the mainstream media would have been all over it and it would have been everywhere. But they can't.
I don't know if I agree with that because the shots don't work and they are hurting and killing a large number of people and the mainstream media is silent. So I don't
know. They're paid to be. Yeah. They're paid to be silent about the shots.
I get that. I hear you. All right. Carrie Atio, is there a connection to the lot numbers and the fibrous clots found by embalmers? Have you looked into that, Dr. Jane?
It's very difficult. There is no connection yet. Let me just say that's the short answer. The longer answer is it's very difficult to apply or to designate, to try to match a lot number with a dead body that has come through. Many of these embalmers are what we call trade embalmers. They're also certified funeral directors, but they're not operating in that capacity. What does that mean? That means they don't have direct access to medical records, funeral records, and the funeral directors or the families directly. They're not working with them. But what Mr. Hirschman has done in particular is he has made it a point of trying to reach to the families when he can and verify that the majority of his samples rather, are coming from jabbed cadavers. I don't think, I've asked him many times, have you ever found this in someone you validated or certified was not jabbed? And he said, no, not yet, not ever yet.
That Hirschman, in my opinion, is one hell of a stand-up guy.
He really is. You know, he really is.
I don't know whatever happened to O'Looney, and I don't know where the rest of these embalmers and morticians are and coroners.
Well, let me share a little background really quick. John O'Looney, funeral director from the UK, Mr. Hirschman and I reached out to him actually very early on in January, February. He did acknowledge that he has a team of embalmers, that they were seeing all of that. But he had an initial concern, and they did, that they didn't want to come forward and violate any privacy. We weren't asking for names or specifics about the families or the patients. But in any case, now that he sees that it's become more mainstream, just like many other people, they seem to want to talk more about it. So maybe more embalmers will come forward. I just want people to understand that we broke this story on the Stu Peters show and on the Dr. Jane Ruby show in January and February of this year. And now as Mike Adams' work comes out more and more, there's more discussion. And I hope it all funnels into stopping.
That's because
people.
We never have and never will cuck to politics or political favors or bow down to anybody. Look, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's a uniparty. That's all a fake construct. All these people in our government, this corporate government crime syndicate, they could give a crap less about, you know, the people of this country. They're not representatives of us. They're all easily blackmailed and bribed. They're all squishy and wonky, feckless, fake phonies. And so, you know, I'm not going to cuck to any of them. I have no problems breaking stories. And you know what? I have no problems being wrong. I have no problems being wrong. Period. If somebody proves me wrong, fine, prove me wrong. But if all you want to do is talk crap on the internet, then, you know, you can get bent. All right, Darren Giroux, can mRNA survive for long periods of time out of the body or vials for long periods of time?
Traditionally, no. Geneticists will tell you that genetic material is not survivable outside of the human nucleus, the nucleus that's within the cell, which is why this material needed to be in a toxic lipid nanoparticle. It's tough, it creates stability, and it protects the genetic material. When the body sees free-floating genetic material, it attacks it as a foreign body and breaks it down and discards it. That's why they have to keep it in a lipid nanoparticle and transport it through there. That's also, Stu, why we believe it has to be kept at such ridiculously cold temperatures. And of course, many of the scientists that have looked at the material in the vials, including Dr. Zandre Batha, who I communicate with frequently, have said that when you let it rise to room temperature, things start to become visible to the naked eye in terms of growing different colors and materials and things, you know, as we know. So it's very interesting.
Millions of people viewed that segment. You remember that I did originally, very early on, with Dr. Zandre Batha. As a matter of fact, we just talked about her. I got to have her back on the show because everybody listened to her. Millions of people listened to her, but everybody that mattered, that could have done something about her findings, looked into them, validated them, replicated her research, all those things. Guess what they did? Nothing. Nothing.
They did nothing, Sue. Congress has been silent. Other frontline doctors. Have you heard any other frontline doctors really in a research type of language talk about these, address these? I'm in a C19 expert group on Telegram with a lot of famous frontline doctors. I keep putting that information in there. It's very interesting to me that not one of them will respond to it. They won't ask about it. They've never contacted me.
These are celebrity doctors that are here to grift off of the pandemic. And once they admit, hey, it's not a respiratory virus, they no longer make money because the whole grift comes falling down. These are celebrity doctors. That's what they are. It's sick. It's a fake sham.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad. They'll sell their soul. What do you know? Yeah, I don't know. What you're going to do with people like that, I have some ideas, but I don't want to be removed from DirecTV for saying it. All right. Kathy has a question that actually we're working on a story on this right now. So it's interesting that this comes right now because this is actually an incredibly big deal. And this is going to affect so many people. I want to hear your analysis on how it's going to affect them. I hear animals will now very soon be injected with the mRNA vaccine. How will people be affected by this meat after it has been cooked?
Yeah, this is really scary, Stu. First of all, animals as pets, there's a lot of ramping up in veterinary pharmaceuticals to get them all injected as well. Like, they really want us to be surrounded by this. But animals bred for food, I'm very concerned about it. I'm not as concerned about the genetic material. As I said, it wouldn't survive the human GI tract. However, what those genetic codes do to the animal and what the animal produces that get into or become part of the meat concerns me greatly. That's why I've said recently on my social media, I'm not trying to bash particular stores, but I would be careful of these big box stores that sell meat. I'd rather stick to my local farmers that raise small numbers of animals.
Keep it organic, keep it local, know your non-GMO, farmers.
Right.
Your farmers. Where is my meat coming from? Where do you get it processed? How is it processed? What do you inject your cattle, your hogs, your goats? What do you inject them with, if anything? How do your chickens live? You know, I mean, I want to know these things.
People should be asking, why do they want us to have this in our multiple shots? Eat the animals, inhale it now. And on tonight's Dr. Jane Ruby show, I'm talking about the Chinese equivalent.
I wonder what
they're
injecting these crickets with, by the way, that cricket factory in Canada.
Right.
You really think that these are just organic crickets that they run out at nighttime and they catch them? Yeah, come on, give me a break. Ask Dr. Jane. It's brought to you by MyPillow. Make sure that you get over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu. If you have questions for Dr. Jane, submit them in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. You bet.
All right, I tell you what, there's going to be no shortage of particles and mRNA spike protein shedding bubbles all over the atmosphere. Go to filtersuck.com. Use promo code Stu. Get one of those personal air purifiers, the filterless ones. Filtersuck.com, promo code Stu. Put them on your kids. Put them on their backpacks when they're going to school. You know, these psychopath teachers are shedding their all over the place. Offer one up to the teacher. Really nice. Hey, guess what? We know there's a lot of stuff going around, right? Get them to put one on their desk. They'll have no idea what you're actually doing is protecting your kid against them. One thing that you don't want a shortage of, though, is magnesium in your system. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency. Did you know that? And did you know what a big deal that is? Do the research on your own. I always encourage you to do that on your own. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is magnesium breakthrough. If you suffer sleepless nights or low mood or depression or stress or anxiety or any of these things, they will all lead to an early grave. This is a very serious deal. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters and you'll find the magnesium breakthrough formula. It has the 7 most critical types, exactly the appropriate amounts of magnesium. You take it one capsule a day. You'll love it. I'm telling you, do the research. I am a user. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat or they're going to get acne or oily skin or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Political freedom as we understand it today is the gift of English-speaking countries to the rest of the world. Our understanding of freedom of speech, habeas corpus, due process, and other core rights was born in the English common law legal system. Most of the rights in the American Constitution, from the right to bear arms to the right against unreasonable searches, were simply restatements of rights the Americans already understood themselves to have as English subjects. But thanks to the example that we set, the American and British systems set a standard the entire rest of the world judges freedom by. But now those freedoms are dying out in English-speaking countries. In Australia, they have permanent COVID tyranny and soon permanent climate tyranny as well. We talk about it every week with Maria Z. But the tyranny is just as harsh, maybe even harsher, in our northern neighbor of Canada. In Canada, not only does the government ban you from going to church when they feel like it, but they also support rogue actors burning down your church. It happened more than a dozen times last year. Churches all over Canada got torched and firebombed based on completely fabricated claims that the churches were linked to genocide. And of course, dictator Justin Trudeau's response was to justify the attacks and demand that the Catholic Pope come to the country to apologize. And because the Catholic Pope right now is a Jesuit, it actually worked. But just like in Australia, the main justifications for stripping people's freedoms are the twin excuses of climate and COVID. Dictator Justin Trudeau's government is currently recruiting an entire army of new environmental enforcement officers who will be armed and empowered to go around enforcing the government's climate directives. Seriously. These environmental enforcers are currently building a new base of operations in Winnipeg. If you look at the floor plans for the space, which the government has already admitted are real, you see rooms dedicated to firearm storage, intelligence, and even controlled quiet room. Meanwhile, at the start of this month, Trudeau threatened the whole country that unless everybody gets the new Pfizer and Moderna boosters, he's going to shut down the whole country again. And to show that he means business, right now the Canadian government is hiring a new raft of quarantine nurses. Odessa Orlowitz is a friend of this show affiliated with Liberty Talk in Canada, and she joins us now. I mean, Odessa, this is a complete overreach. This is 100% organized crime, and it's being carried out in your country of Canada.
Yes, it is. And those of us in the know are not looking forward to the next 12 to 24 months. The fact that in 10 days, we find out about Winnipeg and these climate quiet rooms. The fact is, Keane Bext was leaked this info from somebody there. Government and hospitals are starting to leak information. That is the most important thing. Just like a nurse leaked it that a bunch of doctors died in our hospital. Now government is leaking to the appropriate journalists. Keane Bext is awesome. So then we find out, yeah, he's hiring now armed with batons, pepper spray, and handcuffs, climate guys or girls to go around and enforce whatever it is. And then to top it off, in Saskatchewan, and Saskatchewan, the politicians are not happy, there were feds illegally going around to farms and going in without any authorization and testing nitrogen levels. So there was a letter written back from Saskatchewan to the feds saying, we're going to fine you guys. We can hold these people in jail. You can't just come on people's land. So this whole thing that the World Economic Forum says they want to do with wildlands and nitrogen, they're doing in Alberta, to top it off, in the last week or so, Chrystia Freeland, who is one of the highest board members of World Economic Forum, good friends with Klaus, she just came in and signed away a whole bunch of land where there's oil wells, there's people with jobs there, to say, nope, you can't be there anymore. We're taking back the land because of some animals that we want to preserve. But if you actually listen to the people in Alberta, those animals, it's not the wells that are taking them. It's the bears, and they keep falling in ice. So they're doing everything in the last couple of weeks to show us what's coming. And it's all illegal.
It's a complete corporate government crime syndicate, and it's worldwide. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. I keep saying that. I will keep going back to that. These people, these lizard things, are not going to stop until they are stopped. For keeping your finger on the pulse of all of this to our north, we are greatly appreciative for you and Liberty Talk. Make sure you visit libertytalk.com. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much for being here. So we've told you about PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. This is the best cup of coffee America has to offer. It's high-end specialty coffee, always freshly ground. They don't just stick it on a shelf waiting for orders to come in. No, they roast it upon order. Who else can say that? Plus, you can support a great cause because a percentage of proceeds goes to helping wounded vets. Get a coffee subscription like I do and keep a steady monthly supply of some of the best coffee at a lower price than buying in a single bag. In my coffee subscription, I get some of these. How about the Red, White, and Brew? Great blend. Your friends will love it. Plus, it's a conversation piece. What about the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the WTF blend? Just came for this month's subscription, and I absolutely love it. But nothing tops my favorite, and that is the Fresh Java Brew. Yes, the FJB. Go there right now, PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code STU10 for 10% off site-wide when you go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. The NectarX might be my favorite brain supplement from Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive brain supplements from Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. The NectarX, here, I'll tell you what it does. Experience immediate levels of increased optimism. Who doesn't need that? More ambition and drive. Your boss is going to love you. So will your wife. Greater learning and retention. We all need that. Increased energy and elevated elevated sex drive and performance. I got this in the custom brain supplement package that I got at utopia.com/Stu Peters, along with all sorts of other brain supplements that I use here daily on the show and through my daily life. Go to utopia.com/Stu Peters, fill out the custom questionnaire, learn a whole lot about yourself and the way that you process information, and then get that custom nootropics brain supplement package for you. utopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. There it is. You see it on the screen. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Carlos Cortez joins us now. How important is it that people join your free webinars on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, you got to get on there. I mean, you care about your retirement. If you care about your retirement, you got to do your family some justice and protect your retirement from this Luciferian stock market. Get on there now. You won't regret it. And we love teaching our clients and our God-fearing patriots.
And teaching you are. I get so many compliments about Carlos Cortez. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. I got to get out of here. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that are used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio.